KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have dense fog and 32 degrees here in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. And as you may have heard Jim mention a few moments ago, the National Weather Service in Des Moines has issued a dense fog advisory until noon today for Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties. Visibilities are expected to be 1/4 mile or less, and traveling will be difficult due to the restrictive visibility, especially prior to sunrise. Dense fog advisory is in effect until 9 a.m. today for Pottawatomie, Mills, and Fremont counties. And again, that means your visibilities will reduce to less than 1/4 mile, so be sure and slow down, use your headlights, and leave plenty of distance ahead of you. And do be aware that some of the bridges and overpasses might be a bit icy this morning. In our news, the city administrator in Atlantic updated the city council Wednesday evening on the status of the budget and the likelihood of bringing fiber optic internet service to town. John Lund said in his prepared statement that as far as the budget is concerned, it's looking excellent. He said he has received tax valuations from Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman, and based on what he's seen, he'll likely recommend the tax levies remain flat for the next year. Lund added that the equalization order from the state has helped the city's general fund and debt service levels, which in turn helps to offset the multi-residential property classification that began this year and the commercial rollback.
Accordingly, based on everything that I've seen, I'll likely recommend to the council that tax levies remain the same or stay flat the next year. So any changes people see to their property taxes will be due to changes of the value of their property, either going up or going down, or the levies set by the county and school district.
He said, "We're not in a windfall situation by any means, but we have the resources available to continue with existing operations and manage the increase of costs related to annual inflation." Lund said the city also had an excellent year of receipts from the local option sales tax fund, or LOST.
Due to being so conservative with our street fund money from LOST in the past 2 years, we have accumulated a considerable balance in that fund. And I'm happy to report that we should have the funds available to handle all the alleys downtown this year as requested during the CIP meetings.
He went on to say that Atlantic can continue to sustain a flat to minimal growth tax climate in the short and intermediate term and provide the highest levels of services while maintaining our infrastructure, which will lower the city's long-term costs. And as those renewals occur and less is needed, it should ease the tax burden on all classes of property. With regard to fiber optic cable, Lund said he had adjusted the city's capital improvement program, and he proposed using the LOST fund. He's designated a new line item, fiber optic seed money, which he says will help to cover the costs of issuing a revenue bond for $1.5 million to set up the infrastructure for cable. Sales tax money, he said, would likely cover the bond issuance fees and first year of bond payments.
Ideally, the payments will be paid for thereafter from lease revenue for the actual infrastructure and a portion of the gross receipts of monthly service. However, the sales tax money will still be available to, and if needed, can continue to make payments for the life of the debt.
Mayor Dave Jones said the city is 10 years behind other cities in getting fiber optic cable installed for businesses and residential. The primary goal, he says, has always been to service businesses with fiber optics first. Jones said that he and other city officials have met with AMU, the Atlantic Municipal Utilities, and the two entities are tentatively planning to put together a feasibility study and have a third-party administrator handle the rest. The goal will be to have the city and AMU place the cable in the ground. In other business, the Atlantic City Council unanimously approved the appointment of longtime city clerk Deb Wheatley Field to her position for another term. She's been the city clerk since 1982 and will be completing her 34th year next month. Police in Glenwood reported the arrest on Wednesday of 37-year-old Wendy Meadows. The Glenwood woman was arrested for harassment. Her bond was set at $1,000. Officials at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic Wednesday announced the first baby born at the facility in 2016 was to Dylan and Timber Carwall. The couple welcomed their son Liam Roy to the world. Cass County Health System staff provided the couple and their son with a special certificate, a blanket, and a year's supply of diapers to help celebrate the birth of the New Year's baby. In our funeral announcements, Doug Hambleton, age 62 of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Doug Hambleton will be today at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Robert Bell, age 56 of Omaha and formerly of Manning and Arizona, died December 30th in Omaha. Graveside services for Robert Bell will be today at 1 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Hefe Hoffman, Dorick, and Cutler Funeral Home of Omaha has arrangements. Lawrence Escobe, age 95, of Elkhorn, died Saturday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Lawrence Escobe will be today at 1:30 at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton is in charge of the arrangements. Marilyn Burmeister, age 83, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Marilyn Burmeister will be tomorrow at 9 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Keith Cultwriter, age 82, of Atlantic and formerly of Casey, died Tuesday at the Allen Place in Atlantic. Funeral services for Keith Cultwriter will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home has the arrangements. Teresa Catherine Getz, age 86, of Irwin, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Teresa Getz will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Ellen Feelweber, age 91, of Manning, died Tuesday at Manning Regional Health Care Center. Funeral services for Ellen Feelweber will be held on Friday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Agnes Rose, age 94, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday. Graveside services for Agnes Rose will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Moffett Grove Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Ryan Lee Miranda, age 30, of Villisca, died Tuesday at the Montgomery County Hospital in Red Oak. Funeral services for Ryan Miranda will be held Saturday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Mike Pearson, age 62, of Oakland, died Tuesday at Creighton University in Omaha. Funeral services for Mike Pearson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Recon V Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Marsha Turner Evans, age 81, formerly of Oakland, died Wednesday in Overland Park, Kansas. Funeral services for Marsha Evans are pending at Recon V Funeral Home in Oakland. And Sandra Lynn Gallego, age 56, of Griswold, died Wednesday. Services for Sandra Gallego are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.